Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on a Thursday. We're pleased to be joined by some guests from Fort Riley here this morning. A little later on, we'll hear from the Manhattan Housing Authority. Got two different segments with Fort Riley, so I'll introduce my first guest here, and that is Ken Roynan, Marketing Director with Fort Riley Family and Morale, Welfare and Recreation, better known as MWR. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got an event happening actually this evening, which is kind of a rarity here on here. We don't usually have the interview on the day of, but that's pretty cool.
No, that's great. It worked out perfectly. We're looking forward to what we're going to do tonight. We got the Rockin' Riley's Street Eats and Music event going on, and we're going to have a good time.
All right. So tell us where kind of the idea for this came about.
Well, the whole command group has been looking for ways to find things for folks to do, and we kind of piggybacked on what Junction City has been doing over the last 6 to 12 months and came back with, back in the day, we used to do the Commanding General's Summer Concert Series, where we'd have food, drink, and music for everyone. It's completely free. This go-around, instead of having a barbecue out there, we're going to bring some food trucks and some additional entertainment.
Okay. So, again, it's the Rockin' Riley Music and Street Eats. What can you tell us about the specific food trucks that'll be on hand?
Well, probably the lead is the Filipino food. We got the food truck coming out with that, and the Army food truck's going to be out there serving, as well as MWR. But to go along with that, we're going to have vendors serving ice cream and cotton candy and some other treats, as well as the Girl Scouts coming out and doing free face painting for everybody.
All right. The ice cream truck's probably going to be very popular tonight.
Yeah, I'd imagine. It's going to be a little warm this evening.
Yeah. What else is going to be taking place tonight?
Well, we got the Army Band coming out. The event actually starts at 5 and runs for, the music will run for 3 hours. They're bringing a country rock band, a five-man ensemble. They'll be up on stage doing some live music for us.
Okay. Any idea kind of what types of music here we'll hear?
No, they didn't give me any headliners yet. I think we'll be pleasantly surprised, though. I've heard them play before. They're quite good.
Okay. Now, I know there's some mask requirements on Fort Riley. This is an outdoor event. I don't know if masks are required.
Outdoor, we're pretty relaxed on that. We do have some COVID prevention things in place, so there'll be hand wash stations, and we want people to try to space themselves out. We're going to have plenty of room out there. When they're standing in line for food, maybe try to give themselves 5 or 6 feet like we do. But there's no mask required. Outdoors, we consider it pretty safe. We will have hand sanitizer and hand washes available, like I said.
So. Okay, very good. And again, you mentioned this is a free event. Do you have to be active duty military to come out?
Oh, no, you don't. This is open to everyone. If you can come on Fort Riley, which anybody pretty much can do, you may have to go through the Henry Gate, which is off of I-70, if you don't have an ID card. But it takes anywhere 10, 20 minutes to go through, do a background check. You can get on post. And, yeah, once you get there, it's open for everybody. And there's no cost to go into the event itself.
Okay. And if you're coming from off post and you don't have a DOD ID card, how do you get a pass?
Well, go to the Henry Gate. Again, there's a little gatehouse right off of I-70 when you come near the airfield to get on Fort Riley. Just walk on inside. You won't want to drive through the gate itself. It's right before you go to the gate. And again, 10, 20 minutes, there are people inside there that'll help you with everything you need. And and these days, if you got a driver's license, there's no paperwork to fill out anymore. They got a new set of equipment in there that just scans your driver's license, and then you just sit there and take a break for 10 minutes while they process.
All right. Easy process. I think I've done it a few times myself, and it's, just got to be a little patient, that's all.
They've done a lot of work to smooth out the transition for that. So kudos to our DES folks. They've done a good job with that.
Yeah. They're very serious, but I tell you, sometimes they'll, you see your ID or I think my driver's license still says Emporia on it because I used to live there. But, Emporia, huh? And they will joke with you a little bit. They're not all serious all the time. And let's talk about the hours and where to go on Fort Riley for this event.
Well, the event's going to be at the Riley Conference Center. It's right on historical main post off of Huebner. The event's going to run from 5 to 8 p.m. You can come earlier if you like. I'm sure there'll be some food trucks already set up around 4:30. Staff will be out there. I should mention we're going to have USO out there doing a cornhole event. Competition between everybody on that game. It's pretty popular in Fort Riley these days, and especially after the Olympics. And we're also going to have a couple bouncy houses out there for the kids. And again, all of that is free. It doesn't cost anything to participate in those events.
All right. Then any other upcoming events you'd like to highlight today?
Yeah, well, everybody knows Fall Apple Days is going on the 25th of September, and we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be spread out and laid out just like it was pre-COVID. We're going to try to keep folks spread out as much as we can, but for the most part, it's going to be the traditional Fall Apple Days, and we're really excited about bringing that out.
Well, it's a different time of year here than we saw last year. I'm sure you're probably much more pleased to have events again.
Oh, we are. Oh, we are. As a matter of fact, one other one that we're really excited about, on 18 September, that's a Saturday, from 10 to 2, we're going to have a brand new event for everyone. It's called Dog Day. You can come out there, bring your pets. Again, this is open to everyone. It's completely free. They will be doing microchipping for your pets out there if you'd like it. I believe there's a small fee for that they have to recoup for the chipping. But otherwise, we're looking at having a whole bunch of vendors from all over the area show up, and there'll be competitions for dog costumes, and there'll be events going on where we have dogs putting on shows, the trained dogs coming out from Manhattan, and hopefully hear from the MPs, maybe have them do some tricks with their dogs as well.
All right. Well, food trucks are always kind of a unique thing. We get to see them usually at fairs and such, but I think they're getting more popular, these types of festivals, aren't they?
They are. The food trucks are really popular, and that's why we decided to go that route this summer and bring this out to the people. I understand Junction City has one of the events that is similar to it, the Grub and Hub, and they've been very successful with that as well.
All right. So again, one more time on the hours here tonight.
Yep, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. Look forward to seeing everybody there. We're really excited about it, and it's going to be a great event.
All right, and this is the first of its kind, right, for Fort Riley?
For Fort Riley, this is the first food truck event ever done, and we put a lot of work into it, a lot of organizations participating. I neglected to mention, we're going to be giving away 10 different certificates, gift certificates, one of them for Sports Authority, $100, and Sports Academy. I said that wrong, but Sports Academy, $100, gift certificates for the commissary and to go eat at Longhorn, or I said the wrong steakhouse, but yeah, we're gonna give away a whole bunch of gift certificates. So come on out for that too.
Okay, at least a steakhouse. We know that for sure. So very good. Anything else you want to tell us this morning?
No, that's it. Really excited. Come on out, everybody.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Ken, appreciate you coming out, and I hope you have a successful event tonight.
Thank you.
That'll wrap up our first segment. Stay tuned. We've got another segment coming up for Fort Riley. We'll hear from Mackenzie Slay up next here about the combined graduation coming up later this month.